Hi, this is Shane Gossesbear, number 14 with the Lehigh Valley Phantoms. Catch the games all season long with Bob Rotruck.
It's another edition of the Phantoms Podcast. Hi, everyone. I'm Bob Rotruck with the Lehigh Valley Phantoms. Happy Thanksgiving, Phantoms fans. Coming up, we'll hear from one of the hottest scorers in the league, none other than Mike Vecchione, and also head coach Scott Gordon. Stick around. The Lehigh Valley Phantoms are back on track. A 1-1 record last week might not sound like it that much, but they played very well in both games of their Canadian road swing. This was the middle stretch of their season-long six-game road trip. On the other side of this, by the way, the Phantoms returned to PPL Center for a six-game homestand, and that's also the longest of the year. Last Wednesday night at Belleville, Ontario, a 6-2 loss to the Senators and to goalie Andrew Hammond, who was standing on his head in a 44-save gem of a performance that was probably the best the Phantoms had run into this year. On the other side, the Phantoms' goaltending was not really up to par, and a couple goals that snuck through Alex Lyon got in that probably should not have. So in the end, a 6-2 loss that was probably the best-looking 6-2 loss you could envision. That was the team's takeaway from that night anyway. 46 shots and 25 grade A's, and on a different night, those 46 shots easily would have generated six or more goals. But better goaltending and defense on the back end would have also kept the Phantoms closer. It was kind of a weird game. Wednesday also marked the return of big defensemen Samuel Morin and Philippe Myers. Both had missed a couple of weeks with injuries, and both returned for the same game, and both were okay. A bit rusty in Wednesday's game at Belleville, as to be expected, and they weren't that bad, but for Friday's game at Laval, they were noticeably better, especially Morin, I thought, in that Friday game at Laval, Quebec. And speaking of that Friday game, the Phantoms didn't want to change a thing, really, from the Wednesday game that they lost 6-2. Don't get away from a good plan just because you're frustrated. The goals would come, just stay with it, and the Phantoms did. And the perseverance paid off. A 5-2 win at a strong Laval Rocket team, and a good game in net for Dustin Tokarski in the starting role back in the Montreal area, where he had served as a backup to Carey Price for parts of three seasons. All the goals from the Flying Vs Friday night: Vorobyev, Vecchione, and Veroni. Misha Vorobyev started it off on the power play, his second of the year. Brennan, center point quarterback in the power play. Veroni in behind the goal. McDonald quickly to the other side. Shot and a goal! And it's powered in by Misha Vorobyev from the left wing. Fukali thought he had it, and he maybe did briefly, but then juggles it, and it just does sneak in after Fukali already thought he had that. Veroni to McDonald, then a quick one-timer, sharp angle, just does sneak in for Misha Vorobyev, and a power play goal for the Phantoms. We are tied at 1-1. That goal for Vorobyev was a carbon copy of a play from Wednesday that was saved by Andrew Hammond. The only difference on the Friday play, the shot made it through Zach Fukali. And yes, we are calling him Misha now. Real name Mikhail Vorobyev, but he goes by Misha. And the 20-year-old Russian rookie seems to be improving with each and every game, I think. The more he does it, the more he gets it. He's not at all ready for an NHL jump right now or anything like that, so don't get too excited. But Vorobyev's improvement has been a pleasure to see. Mike Vecchione with two more goals Friday, after he had scored both goals in the Wednesday loss as well. That's a pretty nice week for Vex, the 24-year-old rookie out of Union College, lighting it up in Laval. Morin shakes off a check, now a lead pass. Phantoms 3-on-2. Cross-ice Philippe Myers is the trailer, and the pass bounced on him. Settles that nicely. Boy, what nice hands there for Myers to do that. And the handoff for Samuel Morin, who rotated behind him. Morin shooting! Rebound! Vecchione score! Backhander Mike Vecchione on the juicy rebound. Samuel Morin shot. The Phantoms score them back-to-back, a minute and a half apart, and with 6:50 to go in the first period, it's Lehigh Valley 2, Laval Rocket 1. Vecchione with three goals in the last two games. That's his fifth of the year. Wrestling fans looking forward to that. Vecchione shoots and scores. Connor drops for Vecchione, pushes that on net. Fukali did not have a good look at that one. Vecchione with back-to-back multi-goal games, and with 16:26 to go in the second period, another power play goal for the Phantoms, and it's 3-1 Lehigh Valley. Undoubtedly, Fukali should have had that one. It was not that much of a shot by Vecchione, but you get it on net quickly, and sometimes you catch the goalie a little off guard.
And
then after that, a couple of goals for Phil Varone. The last was assisted by Mike Vecchione on a three-point game. So let's hear it for the Flying V's with all the goals for the entire week north of the border. Good win 5-2 at the Lavelle Rocket on Friday. Phantoms 2-2 so far, hitting the final stretch of their season-long six-game road trip. And now the Phantoms are at 10-5-2 overall, good for second place in the Atlantic, leapfrogging past a couple of struggling teams in Providence and Charlotte. Next up are the Wilkes-Barre Scranton Penguins, who are in first place and on an 11-game point streak. Head-to-head showdown again on Wednesday night in Northeast Pennsylvania. Friday night is at the last place Springfield Thunderbirds on a Black Friday matchup, but Springfield recently rattled off four wins in a row and have shown they might not be the doormats of the division for much longer. The Florida Panthers affiliation playing much better, and the Phantoms have to travel to Western Mass for the Black Friday game to conclude the six-game road trip. Saturday night for the Phantoms, finally back at home against the Bridgeport Sound Tigers, who have won three straight and six of their last eight. So this is really another tough week for the Phantoms against three teams, all of whom are playing extremely well. But the Phantoms coming off a really good week, and especially so for rookie center Mike Vecchione. Two goals Wednesday at Belleville, two goals plus an assist Friday at Laval. Vex leads all AHL rookies in points with 18, tied with Dylan Strome of the Tucson Roadrunners. Let's hear it from the Saugus, Mass native and Hobie Baker finalist.
This is the red hot Mike Vecchione with back-to-back two-goal games. And apparently, Vex, you like playing north of the border. It worked out as a pretty good week for you and your individual stats, right?
Yeah, the guys are saying take a deep breath of air because it's pure up there and all this Canadian talk. So after the week, I was like, yeah, it's not so bad. So, you know, it was a good weekend for us, or week, I should say. And, I thought we played a lot better just defensively, getting pucks out of our zone and creating our own offense. So it was a step in the right direction.
Yeah, take some of that Canadian water home with you, too. You get the two goals in the game at Belleville, and you had a couple other chances as well to get a third or whatever. And the result was what it was, a 6-2 loss. And everybody in the room knew you play well, but there's always that temptation. Well, we lost 6-2 and you got to change things. I mean, you're on the fly. It's hard to just keep on doing what you're doing when the results aren't coming and there's some frustration building.
Yeah, of course, there's a ton of frustration. We played a lot better than a 6-2 game, but, you know, that's the score and that's the final. So it is what it is. But, we went over film and Gordo would show a clip that was a great play defensively, and then he'd show us a different clip that looked identical and it just kind of hopped over our stick and might have hit a stick and went down the other way, and they go on a 2-on-1 and score or some crazy bounce. So it's like, you know, we're doing the right things out there, so you can't get too discouraged. And then, you know, in Laval, we stuck to what we were doing and, you know, went in the right direction for us. So, you know, you're going to have those ups and downs, the bad puck luck, the good stuff. So, you know, you just got to stay focused at the task at hand and it'll come around.
For you, four goals in a week, that's a nice week for you, and getting a couple there at Laval. And I was talking to you about this before we started the recording. Sometimes there's a little puck luck involved. There was the one goal where Connor dropped to you and you shot it through Ficalli five hole from the high slot. I don't think there was any screen or anything. It goes in for you on a shot that maybe isn't supposed to go in all the time or isn't going to go in more often than not, but sometimes the goals come for you. You put it on net, you give yourself a chance.
Yeah, you know, I just felt like overall I was moving my feet a lot more, creating more opportunities for myself, and obviously the guys are finding me in the good spots, and, you know, just put pucks to the net and see what happens. You know, Danik's been doing it a lot throughout the season. You can see he's got 14 goals. You got to shoot to score. So, I felt like I said before, collectively as a team, we're getting pucks out of our zone earlier,
right.
And,
right.
You know, we're giving ourselves a chance to go play some offense, and you know, it's nice to go score some goals, but, you know, those puck luck little ones help. And, you know, I had a nice backdoor rebound that I dove at, which was obviously a skill goal, I guess you could say, a grinder goal or whatever. And but this little puck luck, it just happens to bounce right there for me. And then, you know, the one I shot, it just threw it on net and it goes in. And, you know, the one that Q passed it out to me, I just kind of
– Was that on your stick?
It was like in my skates, off my stick, whatever. I don't even know if I touched it, but that ended up going five hole. So, I mean, yeah, it just everything kind of came together this week, and hopefully that continues.
Well, the first one that triggered all of this is the one where you're stepping up there and picking off that D-to-D pass. That doesn't happen every day. You just steal a pass from a D-to-D and walk right in on a breakaway. I mean, you're trying to pressure him. You're trying to cause a little bit of a fumble somewhere in there. But a clean intercept like that doesn't happen very often.
Yeah, you know, we flipped it out of the zone, and, you know, we're just trying to, you know, contain him in our neutral zone forecheck there. And I heard him calling for a D2D, and the kid didn't even, like, take a shoulder check to see where I was. So my first job was to take that away and make him go up the strong side. And
he passed, you know, it anyway.
He threw a blind pass across the middle, and, you know, I was right there and went in buried. So that obviously felt really good. And yeah, that definitely triggered it all and gave myself a little bit more confidence going into a little bit of a drought there. So hopefully the floodgates stay open.
Tell me about the Union College reunion week. Ciampini with Belleville, Daniel Carr in Laval. And I saw you talking with Daniel Carr way early in the morning because that's the only time you'll really get a chance to speak and say hi and catch up a little bit. That's kind of a fun week for you. And these were your line mates on the national championship team. Incredible.
Yeah, it was obviously great to catch up with them. Haven't seen them in a couple of years. But, yeah, they definitely weren't happy at the end of both games. I'll tell you that. I mean, I got to go out to U of Ciampini, catch up a bit, and Carr's girlfriend was in town, so I just caught up with him at the rink, and, you know, we just talked, had a couple laughs, and reminiscing on a couple good times, how we used to play together, and, yeah, it was great. You know, those guys taught me a lot my freshman year, especially, you know.
They're both older than you. Ciampini was a junior, and Carr was a senior. You were brand new to this college hockey thing. You were a freshman.
Yeah, I came right in, and I had my ups and downs as a freshman, obviously, but I got a good year under my belt with Carr, too, with Ciampini, and obviously those are two great players that came through our program, so I was fortunate enough to play with both of them, and, you know, we had a phenomenal freshman year and won it all, but that's beside the point. Like, just the stuff that I learned from them, the work ethic, what it's going to take to make it to the next level, all that stuff, and just being able to reach out to them when they went pro and, you know, talk to them, see what they had to say about it and get a little advice really helped. So it was just nice to see them again, and, you know, they're doing pretty well for themselves. So but I was just happy to go up there and kind of outplay them a little bit.
Is it weird playing against these guys that you shared that national championship bond with? And that's got to be kind of a strange feeling, isn't it?
Yeah, it's definitely different, you know, when you're going out there once as line mates and then you're lined up against the guy. So it's a little bit of a mind weird thing. I don't even know how to describe You got to get used to it, you know.
Won't be the last time.
Carsey's really competitive, so we were chirping back and forth a little bit out there in Laval. Oh, really? And, it's just friendly competition. So, I obviously wish them the best, and we're forever going to have that bond together as national champions. And that's something we always talk about and try and get back together for alumni weekend and take a picture and just have a few beers and talk about it. But, it's a special school. I was fortunate enough to go there and have that bond with all of those guys. So, it's just a fun week overall.
Vex, congrats on a big week, back-to-back two-goal games. Thank you so much for the time.
Thanks, Bob.
Mike Vecchione told me that his old buddy, Daniel Carr, was telling him on the ice, hey, why don't you stop scoring so much? Kind of some awesome ribbing there between the two former Union College teammates. Head coach Scott Gordon, he likes what he's seeing out of his team as well, and was particularly pleased with a 5-2 win at Laval on Friday.
Catching up with Scott Gordon and a really good win Friday, that actually, in some ways, I thought, wasn't that different then the loss on Wednesday at Belleville. You know, you come out of a game where you're doing a lot of things right, don't get the result. The recipe is to keep on doing the same right things.
Without a doubt, I felt our guys played the same way they did on Wednesday, and from both sides of it, the goaltending was obviously better for us on Friday, and theirs not so good on Saturday. So, or sorry, Friday night.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it was huge for us to be able to follow up what I thought was a solid effort. The score didn't reflect the performance that we gave on Wednesday, and as a result, we played Friday's game the right way, and we got rewarded justly.
There is still that temptation when you have a game like Wednesday where you're not getting the results. There's always the temptation to change things. The process is you have to remind the guys, just keep doing what you're doing. If we're doing it right, the results will come. Have faith, have confidence. Don't get too frustrated.
And that was the point of emphasis on Thursday when we practiced to let the guys know that, you know, the score didn't really reflect the way we played, and to understand that the things that gave us success in that game will continue to give us success. It gave us success earlier in the year, and it's just a question of understanding what makes us tick, and I think our guys really responded well on Friday night.
in that Friday game also, what really caught my attention, I thought was kind of funny, the Vorobyev goal, because it's a carbon copy, the exact same play on the power play from Wednesday's game. The only difference is Hammond makes a nice save, actually two saves on Vorobyev and robs him. I thought the shot was actually a little better on Wednesday, but on Friday it goes in for Vorobyev, and there's no difference at all except that one goes in, the other didn't.
Well, I mean, we were up against an NHL goaltending performance on Wednesday, and unfortunately for us, we dug ourselves a hole, and it looked like we were coming back. But, you know, Misha put himself in the right spots and on both nights, and he was rewarded on Friday night.
Laval had some chances, and in the first period, but overall, I'm seeing they had a lot of difficulty on entries. They didn't have too many long offensive zone cycles. I mean, that's, you know, some kudos there for your defense. It seemed like the Phantoms handcuffed a team that has a heck of a lot of weapons.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, as much as we can compliment the D, you know, the forwards did a really good job of being in position through the neutral zone, slowing them down. And then our D, from my standpoint, you know, one of the things that we talk about with our defensemen is trying to get out of our zone as quick as we can. And you go with what they give you. If they're taking everything away and you don't have a lot of time, if it's got to go around the boards, it goes around the boards. If we can come up the middle, come up the middle. If we got to reverse, we reverse. Sometimes it's just skating the puck. So I just felt like the last two games we really used all of our options, and we used the correct option at the right time, and that's what happens when you start you know, moving the puck D to D multiple times and never start attacking. You get some separation from your D and forwards because the forwards start to go on the attack, and when you curl back and you take it back, now all of a sudden you're talking about a goal line to red line pass versus a goal line to top of circle pass. And to me, that was the difference in what we saw the last two games, as opposed to what we saw against Hershey.
This was the second game back for Moran and Myers, who were okay Wednesday for their first game back, but they both looked noticeably better in the Friday game and really getting back into it now.
Yeah, both those guys, it's been tough for them to get into a rhythm, and I thought, I agree with you, they were that much better on Friday night and not really playing above their capabilities, just getting the opportunity to get some of the rust off on Wednesday, and I think both of them probably felt more comfortable on Friday night.
Both of them involved in one of the Vecchione goals. Myers settles one that's bouncing around that Moran had gotten to him quickly, and Myers shows some really good hands there, and quickly to Moran, who gets off a really good quick shot. Both of those assists were very nice on the Vec goal in their different ways.
Yep, and you know, like I think a key part of our offense is our D, just being able to get them into the play and make plays, and we certainly have the personnel to do that, and we encourage it, and it's good to see that get rewarded.
All right, coming up against Wilkes-Barre, you pretty much know what you're getting in these guys. They're a good team that does a lot well. They almost always have really good goaltending, and here we go again against a top dog in the league that's on an 11-game point streak.
Yeah, I think I'd have to say that, you know, going into this game on Wednesday after the way we played the last two games, I feel confident that our guys will be ready, probably more so than I did last week going into Hershey. So, you know, it's obviously a tough opponent. They always play us tough, particularly in their building. And but I think our guys feel good about where they're at, and you know, we just got to make sure we're being as efficient as we were in the last two games, carry that over into Wednesday night's game.
How well do you know their head coach, Clark Donatelli? I mean, you used to play against him all the way back in college.
Yeah, played against him in college and played with him in the 92 Olympics. And he's a real passionate guy. You know, he's certainly wears his emotions on his sleeve. And he's done a tremendous job for their team.
Isn't it incredible? You go all the way back to your college days, and here you are running into this same guy who's a head coach of our rival just up the road in Pennsylvania. I mean, it's kind of weird how that works out, isn't it?
It is, and it just goes to show you how small the hockey world is. You cross paths with just about everybody you either played against or coached against, and it's never-ending. So, you know, I'm real happy for Clarkie. He's a good guy, and it's good to see him having success.
That's head coach Scott Gordon, and he's going up against his old nemesis again. They go all the way back to their college days, 30 years ago, when Scott Flash Gordon was a goaltender for Boston College and Clark Donatelli was a star forward for rival Boston University. And now the Scott Gordon-Clark Donatelli rivalry continues as head coaches here in the American Hockey League. It's incredible. Wednesday night game at the Wilkes-Barre Scranton Penguins, who are on that 11-game point streak, and their last loss has been over a month ago, and it was October 14th at PPL Center, and that Wednesday night game at 7 o'clock, and you can listen to the game on the Phantoms 365 app and on Phantoms Radio 24-7 on TuneIn on the radio on 1470 WSAN for the Wednesday game for the top two teams in the Atlantic Division. Friday night is on the road to the Springfield Thunderbirds, and in Springfield, Massachusetts, they're playing some good hockey again after they started off to a terrible beginning this season at 2-11-1. But now, the Springfield Thunderbirds have won four of their last five and are playing very good hockey these days. Saturday night, the Phantoms are back at home against the Bridgeport Sound Tigers. Wrestling night featuring Whitehall's very own Nasty Boys, and if you're into that stuff, it's Legends of Wrestling Night on Saturday, and the Phantoms playing their first home game in 3 weeks. Lehigh Valley at 10-5-2 for 22 points. That's second in the Atlantic Division, trailing only the Wilkes-Barre-Scranton Penguins, who are 1 point ahead of the Phantoms, but also have three games in hand. Danique Martel still leads the league in goals with 14, but since his six-game goal streak, Martel has gone three games without a goal. Daniel Carr of Laval, and that's Mike Vecchione's former teammate we were hearing about earlier, is now second in the league with 11, just three behind Danique Martel. Martel fifth in the league in points with 19, and a couple of Phantoms are tied for sixth, just 1 point behind Martel. Phil Veroni and Mike Vecchione have 18 points each. Daniel Sprung of the Wilkes-Barre-Scranton Penguins, he leads the league in rookie goals with 9. Mike Vecchione, the Lehigh Valley Phantoms, leads the league in rookie points, tied with Dylan Strome of Tucson, 18 points apiece. So you have two of the very top rookies, and of course a couple of Hobie Baker finalists as well, doing battle in this Wednesday night Phantoms versus Penguins game. Zach Aston-Reese out of Northeastern University on the Wilkes-Barre-Scranton Penguins side, and of course Mike Vecchione was another Hobie Baker finalist out of Union College, and the guys kind of rib him in the locker room about it, and they say, hey, it's the Hobie Baker losers. Will Butcher out of University of Denver was the Hobie Baker winner, and he's with the New Jersey Devils now, and Mike Vecchione said, yeah, they're calling us the Hobie Baker losers. Vecchione against Zach Aston-Reese, and Vex said, well, yeah, it's very warming to hear that from the guys. So the Hobie Baker losers, as it were, the Hobie Baker finalists, Wednesday night in Wilkes-Barre for the Lehigh Valley Phantoms against the Wilkes-Barre-Scranton Penguins. This is a big showdown in game 4 out of 12 between these two teams this season. I'm Bob Rotrock. This has been your Phantoms podcast on Flyers Radio 24-7. Talk to you next time, everybody, and go Phantoms!
Hi, fans. This is number 23, Taylor Lear. Listen to all the Phantoms games, Bob Rotrock.